Good day, everybody. Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef for Agnet West. And day four of my recipes. And like I said, even though we're a little bit behind on Valentine's Day, it's always a good thing for at least a husband or a wife to cook for one another and their families. My next recipe is my raspberry gorgonzola ribeye. And I promise you, you're going to love this recipe. It's very simple. And just like you guys, I cannot see what's happening. I'm just hearing the chef talk. And I'm hearing myself, so all I'm doing is, it's all visual. And at one point, you'll start to understand that by hearing a good recipe and hearing it carefully, you'll be able to execute it in your own kitchen. Let's get started. What we're going to need first are 4 4-ounce ribeye steaks. Now, obviously, you're not going to find 4-ounce ribeyes unless you're going to find really thin ribeyes, and I don't want you to do that. So what I do is I just get some really good quality ribeyes, about 8 ounces each. I go ahead and cut those right down the middle at a 45-degree cut. And guess what? Now we have 4 4-ounce ribeye steaks. Now, if you have more people in your family, you're going to have to do this a little bit more, but I only have 4, so I stick with that ratio every time. Salt and pepper to taste. Now, everybody always asks, Chef, what is the best rub I could put? Should I put pappy? Should I put this? Should I put that? Absolutely not. 90% of unflavored food is because someone isn't properly putting salt and pepper. Now, there are some chefs I know who think that it needs to be completely salty before it's considered seasoned. That is not what I'm telling you. But there's a trick for understanding salt and pepper ratios. If it's too spicy, there's too much pepper. If it's too salty, there's way too much salt. We want to be able to taste the food and have a really good aftertaste. None stronger than the other, but the ratio is always going to be 2 tablespoons of salt to 1 tablespoon of pepper. And if you follow that, I promise you're never going to go wrong. Next thing we're going to do is add 1 cup of raspberries to a nice little sauce pot, 1 cup of red wine, 1/2 cup of sugar. And we're going to go ahead and let that cook all up together. And I'm going to go ahead and run my blender right through there. And if you have a hand blender, that's what I highly recommend getting when we do a lot of our untamed recipes. But if you don't, it is a labor of love. If you're willing to put it in the blender, I promise this is something you're really going to enjoy. The next thing we're going to do is we're going to go ahead and get our steaks. We're going to put them on the grill. And I like to grill a good ribeye for at least 4 minutes on each side. That gives me a solid medium rare. But everybody's grill is different. So if you have a really good grill, 4 minutes on each side. If your grill isn't as hot as others, I would say about 6 minutes on each side and you should be good. And what we're gonna go ahead and do now, like I said, is we're gonna blend up our raspberry mixture, and that's gonna be our steak sauce for this whole thing. We're gonna top our steak with some gorgonzola blue cheese, and I like the real gorgonzola, and finish it off with the raspberry sauce on top and enjoy. I'm Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef, for Agnet West Radio.